Oasis Audio presents Two Destinies by Elizabeth Musser, read for you by Kirsten Potter. Chapter 1. Montpellier, France, November 1994. Rizlen Namani stepped off the bus in front of the Parc du Pérou at the highest point of Montpellier's centre-ville. She glanced to her left, where dozens of people mingled leisurely in the wide square that was flanked on either side by two rows of naked plane trees with their dappled bark. The air was brisk, but the sun high on this bright Sunday afternoon in late November. She took in a deep breath and let a smile erase the frown she'd been wearing. She glanced around her, then crossed the wide avenue, walking away from the park, and through the thick Roman arches that had earned this monument the name of Le Petit Arc de Triomphe. She thought it as beautiful as the one in Paris. She turned down a side street that meandered around and opened into a small square. It, too, was crowded with students sitting on benches and children playing in the dirt around an ancient fountain that sprayed water from little mermaids' mouths. Again, Rizlen looked behind her, heart thumping in her chest. Practically jogging now, she pushed her thick black hair off her neck, feeling a pulsing in her head, a tingling in every part of her body. Almost there. She glanced once more over her shoulder as she stepped into the little Café de la Paix around the corner of the bustling little place.
"Bonjour, mademoiselle," the barkeeper crooned.
Rizlen kept her head down, her multicolored scarf twirled carelessly around her neck, and hurried to the back of the café. He was there. "Eric," she whispered, and let the tall boy with the coarsely cropped red hair draw her.